Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Maureen Nichols with the Veterans Administration Community-Based Outpatient Clinic in Knoxville to talk about their upcoming open house on Friday, June 14th.
Coming up June 14th is the open house here at the CBOC, and this will be a chance for the public to get a look inside. What will you have going on?
I mean, first of all, we've had open houses, and I'm sure people are questioning why we're doing it again, but we've added a lot of services. So we are working with the Lions Club, is going to provide breakfast from 8 to 10, but we're having our open house from 8 to noon so that we can bring people in here and our veterans, because even veterans that come here don't know all the services we have, and show some of our new services that we have started. We have increased our telehealth a lot. So audiology, it used to be that our veterans had to go to Des Moines for hearing aid testing, and now we are trialing, and it's going well, that we are doing the hearing aid test here through telehealth. We can do all of our oncology and even wound care and stuff through telehealth, but we also have a podiatrist here and a dermatologist here and eye clinic here. We are currently just bringing on staff for home-based primary care, so I have 11 new staff coming on. They will be going into the home to offer OT, PT, dietitian, pharmacy, nursing. A provider will go into the home. We also can, if you are a veteran in a nursing home, we send one of our telehealth techs out, and the doctor can be here and see you from there. There's just a lot of amazing things that we've added that make it more convenient for the veterans to actually still be at home.
Being able to do it via video link like that, I would guess not only saves a lot of logistical problems, but does it give you more flexibility in the way you can treat veterans?
It really does. And, you know, it's not just that you're watching them on a TV. We actually have this little, like they take on Air Force One, this little suitcase that the telehealth technician takes out into the home. They do the blood pressure. They can look in your ears. They can do anything from your home so that the provider can see it there on the screen.
Veterans have a few more options when it comes to health. Many of them are now able to go to private providers. Is that the case, and is that often used?
Yes, that is absolutely true. The Mission Act, I'm sure you've heard a little bit about that. The Mission Act will start in June, and we are working closely with area hospitals or specialists to sign them up to be partners of ours, so the veteran will be able to go onto a website and find their own provider and have their care locally instead of having to drive anywhere, and then they'll be funded through VA and the Mission Act.
As you mentioned, a lot of veterans still have to drive to get more specialized care. Is transportation for them sometimes a problem?
You know, we're fortunate in Knoxville that we have the herd of vans. A lot of our DAV or VSO offices also have people that help with transportation. But like I said, with telehealth, you may have to have your initial visit in Des Moines, but then your follow-ups can all be done right here. We don't have as much transportation issues, but more rural areas do.
Is there a steady influx of veterans coming in? Because, of course, we have an ongoing conflict that's been in progress for years, and it probably generates a lot more injuries and need for treatment. Do you have a steady influx of veterans coming here for services?
I'm sorry to say we really don't. That's another reason for the open house. I think people still aren't aware that we're here with the closing of the old campus. People thought we shut down, and we haven't, so this is a way for us to promote. We have a new outreach coordinator, and we're trying to be more active in the communities and get our names out there to show what we can provide. There are a lot of veterans in our catchment area that do not use VA services, and we hope to increase that.
Reaching out to veterans like that, do you go to a lot of events? Do you have a lot of advertising? What sort of steps do you take to let veterans know that you're available?
We do participate in a lot of events, more in the Des Moines area, I have to say. Currently, I'm covering, because we had someone leave, so I have several clinics many miles apart, so it's kind of difficult. Hopefully, in the near future, I will just have Knoxville, Marshalltown, and be able to get more active. I plan to join the chamber through the VA. We've never done that before, but that is a future plan so that we can start being active in all those events. Just need to do a little more outreach, so if anybody ever knows of any time they'd like us to be there, we'd love to. We have a suicide coordinator that works between here in Knoxville and Marshalltown. He is involved with the coalition.
If anybody's looking for more information, what can they do to contact you and the CBOC here to find out what they need?
Well, they can definitely call me. My phone number is 641-828-5313. or our front desk, 641-828-5019. I hesitate giving that number out. We're getting a new phone system in June, and so our number may change. We don't know for sure how that's going to happen, but anytime, or just drop an email to me at marine.nichols or marine.nichols@va.gov.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols from the Veterans Administration for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.